mercy, not justice. Encouragement and guidance for those who have been treated unfairly and seek justice. By Jesus speaking in prophecy. Forgiveness. Is that one word painful for you to hear and so difficult to imagine? I understand. I was beaten, tortured, ridiculed, stripped, and nailed to a cross to suffer agony and death. I understand that you have no desire to give someone the gift of your forgiveness when you feel that they are so undeserving or when you have been denied that gift yourself. Forgiveness is mercy, not justice. Forgiveness is never deserved. But when you give it to another, even when everything inside you is screaming that you shouldn't, only then can I forgive you. Forgiveness is choosing to leave things in my hands, to trust that I will bring justice, and to accept that all people do wrong, including you. That's why I came and suffered and died, so that I could forgive you and redeem you eternally. What good does forgiving do you? When you forgive someone, it's no longer about the other person. Something happens between you and me, your Creator. I can then replace the feelings of anger and resentment that eat away at your heart with feelings of forgiveness. When you forgive someone, your heart opens and I can cleanse you and give you peace. Forgiveness is a chance to do the right thing, regardless of what's been done to you. A forgiving heart lights and warms you, even in the darkest and coldest of places. In this world, it's natural to like your friends. It's your obligation to watch out for your family. It's your honor to protect your home and those who are loyal to you. But I tell you to love your enemies. Be kind to those who have mistreated you. Pray for those who have been unfair or set you up. For hate is a vengeful master and will consume you in the end. This is what I ask. Forgiveness. That which is so difficult for your human nature in this world filled with hate. To forgive is my way. I'm not of this world and my ways are not of this world. It is given to the hateful to be hated, to the vengeful to reap vengeance, and those who do not find it in their hearts to forgive will sadly be faced with the weight and depletion that bitterness brings. So choose my way and give up the grudges and hatred. Forgive those who have wronged you and commit to me the injustices that have been committed against you. For I am able to exchange your hatred for peace and give you the relief from pain that you have searched for. In forgiveness, I am able to make you complete. I am able to lift from you the burden of revenge. I want you to be at peace and have the fullness of spirit that only I can give, if you will forgive. Do you feel you've been mistreated? Do you feel justice passed you by and that you were a victim of injustice? Whether or not you feel this way and whether the injustices done to you were big or small, if you learn to trust in my love, you will find that I will give you peace to overcome, to forgive, and to put such experiences into my hands. I am a just God, and I will make things right. You may not see it now, but believe me, when I say I will right the wrongs, you don't need to take things into your own hands. If you do this, you are committing a wrong yourself, and two wrongs never make a right. Even though people may fail, and some may be driven at times by ulterior motives of greed and hate and the lust for power, I am just. I am the creator of all that is good. I am the creator of right and justice. I know each person's heart. I can see the motives. I can see why things were done. All of this is weighed and taken into account. And while all wrongs may not be made right immediately, or maybe not even in this life, I can, right now, start to turn everything that has happened to you into something good, something that benefits you, if you will put these things into my hands. Trust in my love, trust in my power, and trust in my justice. I am the creator of all that is fair and right. By trusting in my love and having faith in me, you will also come to see my hand in your life and understand the way I work. Even injustices and wrongs done to you can work together for good. If you don't let hate and bitterness overcome you, you can become a better person through the difficulties and pain you may experience. Wings are often born out of weights.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.